Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
No doubt about it, Gabs. We are a chip-loving nation.
You're
right. Soz is.
Yep.
The hot and the crispy. The crisps.
Yeah, you're
right. Variety?
Crisps are available left, right, and center. You go to the pub, they're behind the bar. You go to the supermarket, there's a whole aisle.
There's pretty much
of them.
An aisle these days dedicated to chips.
They're everywhere. That's how much we love chips.
I love it. Soft drink on one side, chips on the other. I'm in heaven. But according to news.com, they did a poll of thousands of Aussies. And I like this because it's not a real sample size, small sample size.
It's not just 10 people.
No, they've got a heap of people in to vote on the nation's favorite chip.
It's so important. This is one of the most important surveys in the history of time.
I mean, look, the election polls, massive failure. If Aussies are actually going to be truthful and vote on something they really like, it's going to be chips.
You're right.
And they're going to be honest about it. So here we have the top five loved chips, I guess, by Aussies.
Number five.
A very controversial entry at number five, coming in at five. Cheezels.
Yes, no, good,
Well, controversial for the fact that some people claim they're not actually chips.
Of course they are.
Yeah, well, I think so. They're in the chip section.
They're in the aisle with the chips. They count.
They're around orange tube, I guess. They don't look like a traditional chip. But
nah, they count.
Nothing like five Cheezels on every finger. Love that. And a noble fifth place getter.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
Original Pringles.
Ew, what?
Original Pringles.
No, give me a flavour.
No, this is original. So just the red tube?
Nah.
Just the sea salt flavour?
Gotta have a flavour.
Number three. Smith's salt and vinegar crinkle cuts.
Now they should be number one, man.
They're
the bomb.
Well, you mentioned before chips at the pub. That's the ultimate pub snack.
Salt and vinegar chips are like my cheat meal. If
I ever get
a cheat meal, I get salt and vinegar. Is that weird?
Handful of crinkle cuts. Not weird at all.
Oh, they're the best.
Handful of crinkle cut, salt and vinegar chips, then a swig of 4X. Heaven.
Number two.
Coming in at number two, Twisties.
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Another controversial entry because they don't look like traditional chips. They're not wafered potato, but still bloody amazing.
No, they're tasty as. Yeah, but I can see what they're saying. They're a weird-looking chip, if you think
about
it.
They're like a messed-up finger.
I'll go with it, though.
But just cheese Twisties as well, too. Forget
not
about the chicken.
No,
just
rid of the chicken.
The orange cheese, all right?
Number one.
Okay, coming in at number one, the nation's favourite chip. According to this news.com poll, the Smith's original chip.
Boo!
So,
that's the crappiest chip of all time.
The plain old. What flavor are original
chips?
They're
not any flavor. They're
just
potato
salt.
And salt.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. I hate original.
You take that back. The adding of salt to potatoes is never a bad thing, Gabrielle.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
When someone breaks a bone, you're always super interested to hear the story behind it, hey? Because sometimes it's your regular, I was in a footy accident, and other times it is a crazy, unexpected story that just comes out of nowhere. And on the weekend, I actually met a guy through Buy, Swap and Sell because I bought a cross trainer for my home gym.
Yeah, okay. That's a whole nother thing.
One piece of machine in a room, and it's my home gym.
I give it 6 months.
So I went to meet him to pick up the cross trainer, and he was such a lovely guy. He even offered to come back to our house and help. It was so heavy to help lift it out of the car. But I was like, are you sure? Because he was limping. I'm like, I think I should probably be lifting this rather than you because what's going on here? And he showed us this huge scar down his leg and then a few photos of the x-ray of all these bolts and plates in his leg holding all the bones together. He's like, oh, yeah, so they didn't think I'd be walking on my leg for 6 months. They thought I'd be on crutches for 6 months. But 6 weeks later, I'm allowed to put pressure on it because I'm healing faster than they expected. I was like, what happened? Like, that is a
please
that
don't
is a
tell
bad
me it
break.
Was the treadmill, Gabrielle. I love you as a co-host. If he's broken it on that bloody thing, you've just bought. You're taking it back.
It it wasn't that. That would be funny. No, no, no. So it turns out he his neighbour has a really large dog, a 20-kilogram dog. And he'd been away for a couple of months, and when he got home, his neighbour's dog was really excited to see him. And the dog came running at him, so excited, just so keen to see him. And he kind of turned to the side, knowing this dog was running full pelt. Mm. It hit him in the sweet spot of the leg. Snapped it.
Wow.
Snapped his leg.
The dog snapped his leg.
The dog snapped his leg.
Being a good boy.
Being a very good boy. It wasn't a nasty dog. It was like an excited dog. And he hit the ground, leg pointing wrong way. And the dog knew straight away something was wrong and just lay down next to him with his head on his shoulder.
That is so sweet.
So sweet. But he said to me, it was such a bad break. 10 years ago, he would have lost his leg because they wouldn't have had the medical expertise to fix it. So he's lucky it happened now, not 10 years ago. Because it was that bad.
From an overexcited dog running into him.
Yep. An overexcited dog broke his leg.
What a crazy way to break a bone.
I know.
Break any bone.
Super unexpected, hey. When you ask what happened to your leg, you don't expect that.
So he's got a good story now, doesn't he?
Great story. And that's what I want on 13, 12, 16 this morning. Great stories behind broken bones. The craziest way you have broken a bone.
Yeah, that's good. 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you've got one. Or even if you know your partner, your dad, your brother, whatever, someone.
Just the best story out there.
Who broke their bone in a bit of a crazy way that, you know, because you wouldn't expect a dog to break a grown adult male's leg.
And to that extent.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you fall off your bike or get hit by a car. You expect to break a bone. Mm. It's not particularly that crazy. But 13, 12, 16. 13, 12, 16. Lots of calls coming through. Kale, you're first. Mate, what's the craziest way you broke a bone?
I was being doubled on the front handlebars when I was younger, when I was about 5, and my leg went through the actual front spoke of the wheel.
Wow.
And it just snapped your shin?
I can't remember too much, but I was in a car for about 8 to 10 weeks, I think it was.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Kale there using his own foot as spooky dokes.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Tammy, craziest way you How broke a bone. Good, mate.
No, not me, my silly husband. Took a bet for a triple run to jump off a bridge. And you know the cables that come down and then they've got the big bolts at the end of the cable which hold it on?
Yeah.
He landed on one of those bolts and shattered his heel.
Oh, he's lucky he didn't do worse.
That's the most expensive rum he's ever bought in his life.
Yeah, we're on a trip and we're on the second day and it was 10-day holiday and he had to get flown home.
And did you let him go home by himself? You kept doing your trip?
Oh, I had to because I was in the darts national championships.
Oh.
Well, got it.
See you, buddy. You go get fixed. I'll see you at home later.
I got my darts thing, darling. I love you. But 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
It's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Rachel, what's the craziest way you've broken a bone?
I cracked my sternum at a 12th birthday party. We were sliding down mattresses down the stairs.
Wow.
Down there. And the sternum, that's a hard one to break.
Yeah. Just making your own toboggans. Not advisable. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Bobby.
What's the craziest way you've broken a bone?
It wasn't me. It was my son. It was at my nephew's christening. There was a jumping castle. He was trying to do tricks and snapped his arm.
That's quite the story, hey, because the jumping castle is all inflated. It's meant to be a pretty safe place.
It's a belief.
To break a bone.
It's like saying I was jumping on pillows of marshmallows. I was on a cloud.
I was in a padded room.
I was in a padded room.
Get up with Clivo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Vertican Cultural Fair is happening this Friday as part of the Sweet Days Hot Nights Festival. And the headliner is Trent Bell joining us right now. How you going, Trent?
Good and good.
Getting involved in the Vertican.
I'm getting involved.
He's all about the herbie burbie.
Oh, yeah.
I have to ask you this because we sorted out this interview last week and you're like, yeah, I'll come in on Tuesday morning before I go in for surgery.
Yep.
So what is happening?
Oh, mate. I love my Oztag. That's my getaway from music and life. And, yeah, I did my ACL.
Ooh.
I've done my meniscus. I've even sprained my medial. Oh, my God. Ooh. Everything.
That all sounds very
in my
sports
knee.
Doctor-y. Yeah, so the knee is busted. So what do you have to get done? Is it a reconstruction or
A full knee recon. Yes.
It's a full leg amputation.
Hey, don't let me wake up and it's not there.
You're going to wake up and go,
Cliffo, do not jinx him. But you're
still
going to be
I'm positive. Yes, I'm going to. I'll be performing away. Don't you worry about that.
So Friday night, it's still happening. Will you be sitting down like Phil Collins?
Yes, yes. Not dead yet, Tor, but I'm only... oh, I'm not that old yet. But yes, I'll be performing my heart out. Don't you worry about that.
It'll be an electric performance nonetheless.
Yes.
At the Cultural Fest. Now, we did want to do something with you today because you are performing at the Cultural Fest. And we thought we'd test and see how cultural you are, or more to the point, how cultural your taste buds are.
Yes.
Whoa, so no way.
Behind this cloth here, I have some food from around the world. It's nothing bad, but we wanted to blindfold you and then actually pick up that fork and get you to try some of the foods, and you have to identify what they are, where they're from.
All right, done.
All right, you blindfold up.
Oh, okay.
Food number one, we want to know what the food is and where it is from. For everyone playing along, this is it.
Spaghetti from Italy.
All right.
What the heck?
Oh, God, he doesn't like the texture of it straight up.
Oh, straight up, yeah, definitely.
I like how we put
spaghetti
it on a fork and he's still... You got to eat it!
Oh.
Nah, don't worry if you don't want to. Yeah. It's spaghetti.
It's definitely spaghetti.
Yeah,
but what country is that from?
Italy.
Yeah, man!
I was going to...
Nailed it. All right, number two. I'm just going to reach over.
Actually, not bad. I'm going to have some
open your mouth.
Uh-huh.
All right, open your mouth. This is number two.
Cliffo's going to feed you.
For
this
everyone
is a very
playing
sensual
at home,
experience.
All right, I'm going to feed you. All right, don't get used to it. For everyone playing at home, this is what number two is.
A spring roll from China.
All right, open your mouth.
Okay. That's not something you hear every day.
Open your mouth. Now have a bite.
I've
dropped it. I've dropped the food.
Wait.
Go. What is it?
Spring roll.
From?
I'm hoping China.
Ah, two from two.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Chinese.
All right, third one. Don't let him. I'm not going to let you touch this one.
Is this leftovers? Are these leftovers?
I got them from out the back of a dumpster on Palmer Street somewhere.
They're straight from Cliffo's kitchen.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Number three. For everyone playing at home, this is Trent's third food.
A papadum from India.
Open your mouth. Oh, God. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, not what you expected, is it?
Oh, I thought it was a... Okay, I thought it was a prawn cracker.
Oh, you were very excited about that, but now you're not so excited.
This is the most complicated one we have gotten.
I've had this before, though.
As we go through it.
I've definitely had this before.
Oh, Cliffo's just having it.
They're nice, aren't they?
Oh, no.
Do you know what that
is? Pick it. Three.
What is it? No, I thought it was a prawn crack. I can't name it. What is it?
Do we still find it? It rhymes with...
Not from Thailand, but is it?
It rhymes with Mopadum.
Oh, papadum.
Papadum, bro.
Where are papadums from? Well, Indian then.
My favorite Indian cuisine.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Papadum, nice.
It rhymes with Mopadum. That's a hit to my favorite.
At least
heard
I'm
one.
Trying to help the guy out, all right? Turns out he's still blindfolded and still eating. Can give him anything right now.
I was hoping for the fourth one, but
no, that's it. Don't miss it. The Burdekin Cultural Fair. Turns out this guy has very cultured taste buds.
Yes.
Kicks off 5:30 around the PCYC in air. So don't miss it this Friday night. Trent Bell, you're a bloody legend. Always great to have our friend of the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the studio. Thanks, mate.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Now on 13, 12, 16. I want to put it out there.
Hmm.
What are the worst traffic lights in Townsville?
Oh, this is going to be an interesting one. Because there's some bad ones around town, isn't there?
The reason this has come up is a little tiff between my wife and I. We were caught at the lights, the intersection where Castletown is. So Woolcock Street and Kings Road.
Mm.
And the lights were out, which I find to be almost a weekly occurrence there. Those lights always seem to be going out. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but there's always coppers there.
Some kind of issue.
Directing the traffic. It happened the other day, and my daughter was really excited because she got to see a policeman.
Yay. Directing, yeah.
Directing
it's
traffic.
It's actually pretty fun watching them do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got skills, don't they?
They do. They know what
but we're there, and I said to my wife, these are the worst lights ever. Like, not only are they always going out, which is a pain, but there's always people getting booked there because they do the illegal U-turns to get into Castletown.
Yes.
They're the worst lights. And my wife goes, no. The worst lights in Townsville are at Nathan Street in between where the Kmart Plaza and the Stockland Plaza is?
Oh, yeah, because that's a big intersection. There's multi lanes going in every direction.
Oh, man.
And you can wait there for like what feels like 15 minutes.
And a sheer, like a lot of traffic, a sheer amount of traffic trying to get through there because Nathan Street's always busy and Ross River Road is always busy. But so, yeah, they were her vote for the worst lights.
Well, I've got a vote because I, living down in North Ward, there was a set of lights that I always got stuck at and it bugged me every single day. And that's Warburton Street and Lansborough Street. So right out front of White's Groceries.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
there on that corner, that's a real pokey where Tobin Fishtails is.
It's a pokey little intersection,
yeah,
too.
And it's the intersection everyone takes to get to the Strand. And so there is a fair bit of traffic. But the lights just take forever. And you could be sitting there, the only car in 50,000 miles, and you still wait 5 minutes.
This is the thing that I think we feel too, because we drive to work when there's no cars
yes!
on the road.
Yes!
And there is no more frustrated feeling in the world than sitting at an empty set of traffic
just
lights.
Waiting.
And yeah. No one's going. Like, there's no cars anywhere.
And you try to look to see what way is green because you're like, come on. Like, why? Why is there a green going to the left of me?
I swear I've looked at that before and everyone's got red.
Yeah.
No one's going. But 13, 12, 16, cast your vote, Townsville. What is the worst set of traffic lights in Townsville? For whatever reason. Could be the length of time you have to wait or just busy in a section.
Or maybe they're too quick.
They break down a lot. Yes.
You know how like you only get two cars through and then they go
red?
Oh,
my God.
That is annoying.
Trying to turn onto Woolcock Street from Hugh Street.
Yes.
13, 12, 16. What is the worst set of traffic lights in Townsville? Cast your vote. Emma, what's the worst traffic lights in Townsville?
Oh, it's got to be Shaw Road onto Woolcock Street. The lights turning right, and then Woolcock Street onto Ingham Road. Unbelievable when you're trying to get to work Monday to Friday.
Yeah. You've named some busy ones.
Especially Ingham, because it's got the train tracks there to annoy you even more as well. There's a lot going on in that intersection.
Yeah. Yeah, trucks as well going to the industrial area and the ball. There's a lot going on. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Morning, guys. It's Jay.
Jay, what's your vote for the worst lights?
8th Avenue, Home Hill.
Oh, so we're out of Townsville.
Only lights in air.
And they're terrible. Why are they bad?
Because they're the only lights in air.
The only light.
Does everyone just avoid them?
No, because it's the main street.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hard to avoid then, isn't it?
So, by default, they're also the best lights.
Yeah.
that. 13, 12, 16, back to Townsville with Rach this time. Rach, worst lights in the Ville.
The Allambie Lane one near Kelso.
Oh, okay. So what's bad about them?
Since they've done the roadworks to increase Riverway Drive, they sort of cut off access from all those shops there. So the only way you can turn right is to go to the lights at Allambie Lane now.
Yeah.
And they haven't adjusted the timing, I guess. So it's like three cars go and it's like 20 deep every time you turn out of the Woolies car park.
That is, you got 20 deep. And you're trying to turn onto Riverway Drive there, isn't it? And there's 30 people behind you.
Nah,
I'd just be going to the shops in the next suburb. And
that's the reason Gabby never goes to Kelso, everyone. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, that is the reason.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
In Townsville, cyclists are everywhere, aren't they? Like, it's a very popular sport in our city for cycling. One of the girls in our office is an avid cycler.
Yeah.
She's out and about every morning. She's crazy.
At the crack, at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah, and just cycles everywhere.
Bike pants.
And we're constantly seeing people go past our window on bikes when you're out on the roads. You come across them all the time.
Townsville Cairns is massive.
Huge. It's a big sport in our city. But I'm sure there are issues here, as there are around the world, for cyclists and safety on our roads. It's a very hard thing to kind of comprehend. Like, it's a bike up against a metal hunk of a car. Like,
you're vulnerable, aren't you?
You're very vulnerable. And there's one guy who has come up with a way to educate drivers on how far away they need to be when passing him when he's cycling along the road. And it is genius. This guy is a legend. So when you're passing a cyclist in a 60K zone, you've got to be at least a meter away from them.
Yep.
Which makes sense.
Pretty standard.
I think I do more than a meter because I get a bit overzealous with giving them
space.
Oh,
I do too.
100%. I don't want to be anywhere near
them. I've changed lanes before.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
On Darren Road or whatever, on the busier roads.
Definitely. Yeah. But this guy, he comes across a lot of people just going way too close to him when they're passing him. It's quite scary, like mirrors can clip him. And so what he's done is tied a pool noodle to the back of his bike so that it sticks out a metre to the right. And that way cars know that if they clear the pool noodle, they're giving him enough room as they go past. Oh.
Brilliant. The ingenuity of that is brilliant.
Pool noodle, because if a car does clip it, it's not going to be the end of the world because it's flexy. It's not going to send him flying. But it just gives cars an idea how far they got to go.
My question for you, though, like, what's the proportion? What's the breakdown of people that either, A, believe that he's doing that? Like, he's rigged up a pool noodle so you know how much room to give him. Yeah. Compared to B, people who think, oh, that guy's just gone and bought a pool noodle.
Or that guy's just heading to the
that
local pool.
That guy's just off the Riverway for a swim with his noodle.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.